I'm here at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, of course, but I happen to run into a familiar face. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Ryan Schrout from PC Per himself. Ryan, this is totally random. Good to see you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's my first time ever in Barcelona or at Mobile World Congress, so I'm pretty excited. It's really nicely set up show.
It really is, and I got to say, it's a different feel than CES. It's a little bit smaller. It's not as expansive, but it is much more focused, and it seems that everyone here understands that this is a mobile show.
So far, I haven't seen everything, but so far, there's nothing here that doesn't deserve to be here. At CES, there's dozens of things. It's like, why are you, you know, that's not really necessary. But here, you got all the major players. They're all close together, and it's been pretty nice.
We got to talk about the tech that we've seen. Of course, it is day one, but you were here for the press day. I'd say that of the buzz, Samsung has garnered the lion's share. I mean, it's not the best thing at the show by far, but they do have some of the fanciest gear. What did you see at the press conference?
You know, for me, I think I like to see Samsung go back to some of the things that people wanted, the SD card, removable battery, all that type of thing. And it's, for me, that's the biggest change. LG went back to a removable battery as well, even with like a metal body. The emphasis on VR is interesting. It's not just like an emphasis now. It's like if you go to their booth, that's what they're showing. That's their focus, is the whole big VR stage. So I didn't get to go to that conference. I watched it. But seeing that they basically put everybody in VR for it, right? It says a lot about what their plans are for this year, at least.
Yeah, if you go to their booth right now, in fact, we've got footage of it. That is the longest line on the show floor right now. People just want to try it. They're calling it the 4D experience because not only are you wearing the Gear VR, but they have you in one of those moving chairs that is synced to the presentation. I haven't played with that yet, but what I did get my hands on was a Samsung S7 Edge, and I got to say, that is a sexy piece of gear. Now, it is a lot like the S6 Edge. It's got that nice curved screen, beautiful screen, AMOLED screen, but I have to say, the most exciting part is not the upping of the specs or the addition of the SD card. It's the features they've added to the camera. For the longest time, I just wanted an Android phone with a decent camera. It's always a good Android phone with a bad camera or a good camera with an okay Android phone. They have three features that I tried out. The first is called Motion Panorama, which allows you to take a panorama, but then you can move the phone after you've recorded, and it's as if you're moving through the panorama. Very, very cool. They have another one called Wide Selfie for the selfie fans out there, which allows you to rotate the phone to take a larger frame rather than trying to get everyone into the same frame.
Okay.
And the last bit, and this was one of those that I didn't realize how cool it would be until I used it, was a new hyperlapse feature, which will only take frames if something has changed in the frame. So it's like time-lapse, but much more efficient. I got to say, that's got me excited.
Yeah, those are all really good ideas. And you're right, like, the iPhones have just had dominantly better cameras for a long time, so seeing an advantage there is obviously going to be a big change.
All right, so we talked a lot about Samsung. What else have you seen on the floor that's got you peaked?
So the thing I spent the most time with so far is the LG G5, which is, you know, it's just their new flagship phone. It uses the Qualcomm A20. It's the same processor that the U.S. version of the S7 will use. But it has that modular design to it. I don't know if you've seen that yet, where, like, the battery, it's not just replaceable battery, so it's a metal body, but the whole, like, the bottom half inch pops out with the battery attachment on there. And then you can swap in a DAC or a camera grip. And the camera grip adds another 1,200 milliamps of battery, but it also gives you, like, something meaty to hold onto when you're taking photos. Dedicated video record, shutter button, zoom, scroll wheel type thing on it. It's a really interesting idea, but I'm not sure how many users, especially in the U.S., are going to be willing to adopt kind of those add-ons that you carry around with you. Maybe more popular in other areas, but in the U.S., I question its usefulness. And also, just the mechanics of it, right? How long till it wears out? You know, you're sacrificing some moisture or some waterproofness or resistance with it too, because you have this new seam in the whole body of it. So I think, you know, long term, I don't know how well that will be received.
There is another trend, Ryan, that I can get some input from you. There are several manufacturers here who have very interesting product that's not destined to be released in the Americas, which that strikes me. I mean, it sounds like you'd want that market, but these companies have products that they release for the U.S. and for South America, and then they've got the products they release everywhere else. Do you have any insight as to why that's happening?
I mean, nothing in particular other than that those other cultures and other societies just do things differently, right? If you look at the Japanese market and how they've been mobile exclusive for a very long time, that is just now coming to the U.S. So they have a very different – they're at a different point in the time span of mobile devices. And I think when you look at things like we just talked about, the modularity of the LG G5, in the U.S., I don't think that's what people want. I don't think they want things that they're used to getting phone cases, right? And now you can't use a phone case, or you have to have a very specific phone case for each design that you have, whereas other places are more easily swayed into those types of gimmicks.
All right, it's crystal ball time because we got to send it back to the studio. Some of the things that I'm looking forward to seeing, other than the mobile device, is the trend in IoT. There are a lot of IoT companies here over in hall number 8 that are hawking new security products, new security gateways, and new deployment methods for Internet of Things devices. What are you most interested in seeing beyond the mobile space?
You know, I had a conversation with somebody today about on 5G and how it integrated with IoT and in terms of reliability of services, talking about using it for disaster recovery and stuff like that, things where landlines are still really dedicated. Things like you could actually have a car that is only connected through Wi-Fi. It doesn't have like as dominant of or as high performance kind of local processor for it, but because of high reliability of 5G and what it could do for IoT devices, that may be a feasible solution. I don't know if I trust the idea of my car only, you know, going into a dead zone and suddenly your car not being able to understand how to drive anymore. So I'll let somebody else prove it out first. But I think some of the ultra high reliability changes to it are going to be interesting.